Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, Phil, this is more than just, you know, those local eateries that aren't going to see, foot traffic. A lot of people who, you know, maybe the gyms downtown, maybe the people who are taking Uber.
All over. And it's not just San Francisco, and it's just not. Okay, so we have the city controller's report that said 15% of the workforce is expected to remain remote or, you know, go to remote. Well, recently, the Bay Area Council, which represents some of the Bay Area's biggest employers and institutions, did a survey, and they found that of their members, 40% were expecting workers to come back into the office 3 days a week, just 3 days a week after this is all done. And one out of five of the businesses said that only one out of five said that they expect workers to come back for a full 5 day work week. So the question is, what was thought to be a trend, is it becoming the more permanent? And if it does, it has ramifications for the downtowns of San Francisco, of Oakland, where we have the office building frenzy a while ago and they were all filled up. We also have the questions on transit. BART and Muni and other transit agencies that depend on that commuter rush to float their other services, they're not going to have that commuter rush. It's going to be a commuter stream, and that's going to be different. It's all going to have a financial impact, and right now they are scratching their heads at City Hall and trying to figure it out, because in some ways it just doesn't make sense because we've never seen anything like this before.
No, but if I'm a worker, Phil, who doesn't have to pay tolls, parking, gas, waste time in traffic, why would I come back into the city when I can work from home? So I guess my question is, what can the city do to attract those workers back?
Streets filled with homeless people.
Yeah. So what can the city offer me to come back to work?
That is the real tough one. I'm going to tell you, that is the real tough, is what kind, if given the option. It used to be that commuting was a choice of headaches. You know, we had this big, huge backup on the Bay Bridge today, right? And you'd say, okay, so rather than do that, I'm going to go take BART, or I'm going to do an alternative transit or something like that. Now, actually, the commuting systems, whether it's the traffic or the BART, is going to be in competition with the idea of, I'm going to work at all. I'm in the office. I'm going to stay home. No, I'm just going to stay home. You're absolutely right, Dan. The downtowns have to redo themselves. Now, the question that they're facing in San Francisco, are they going to become, you know, more friendly towards the office workers, or are they going to veer in a different direction? I know of developers and real estate people who are already looking at, say, San Francisco's Union Square, which is considered a high-end retail hub, saying, you know, in the coming years, that could easily shift over to being hotels and condominiums. That could be a place to live rather than necessarily a place to shop. And speaking of tourist areas, that is another thing that is showing increasingly sluggish returns. They were expecting the conventions to be back and international tourism to be back. Now they're looking at the summer even and going, okay, what's going on in Asia? What's going on in Europe? What are their situations like? Are they going to be coming? Because that's another impact for the Bay Area, which is we have tech, but tourism from Napa to Monterey and all points in between is huge as well. So if there is any sort of bright shine on this, it's that while everybody's out on this new wave of COVID, which is, you know, putting people in quarantine, there's fewer people on the buses, fewer people on the streets, and so the city services aren't being strained that much.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.